now we'll move on to the Business Oversight Committee. Good morning, everyone. The first order of business for the committee members is to approve the agenda before us. If there are no changes, is there approval to move to approve? Okay, with no objection. Thank you, Ms. Porter. Next, we have approval of the minutes from the February 8th meeting, the February 8th executive session, and the February 22nd executive session. Motion by Ms. Porter. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Horner. All those, any comments or recommendation for changes of those minutes? If not, all those in favor? Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. So we now have finished the administrative the business for the meeting, and now we'll turn to the main agenda. And we'll turn over the meeting now to an update from staff on the Small Business and Disadvantaged Business Enterprise programs. This month's report will include information on Metro's DBE participation for the federal fiscal year 2017, the DBE program improvement plan, and on staff efforts to support the program. Suzette Moore will lead the discussion, who's Metro's chief procurement officer, and John will be joining her as well. Ms. Moore.
Yes, good morning. I would first just like to announce that all of the efforts are on track, as we had discussed for the last couple meetings.
Is your mic on?
Yes. So that all of the updates are, I just want to highlight the updates that we've done since our last meeting. We've been talking about some of the technology that we are leveraging to enhance the program. The prompt payment tool was one of the efforts. We needed to train our contracting community to utilize this tool to help us make sure that data was accurate in the system. Those efforts are have been completed, actually. We utilized webinars and Skyping to train our contracting community. We had a session on February 28th and another one yesterday. That completed our training program, and contracts will be modified to ensure that all contractors will be using the prompt payment tool as an updating mechanism on a monthly basis. One of the other larger areas that we focused on was hiring staff. We had five staff personnel that we were supposed to hire by the end of March. An update on that is that three of those individuals have start dates, and the other two are in background, and we anticipate that we will have them starting also by the end of March or the first week of April. The one additional position that we still need to fill would be the program manager. That position is, we're looking at it again to make sure that it actually achieves everything that we need the position to do, and we will start that recruitment within the next week. Operating procedures for the staff, we anticipate that those will be completed by mid-April. That will be the mechanism that we use to train new staff members, and that will be our procedures manual. So the date that we had identified to have the procedures manual completed is the end of July, and we believe that that is on target as well. One area that I really like to highlight is our outreach events and communication plans. That was one of the points that we needed to follow up with the board to let you know what we were doing in that area. Currently, we have three events for March that we will be attending, the procurement staff as well as the small business staff. We're engaging with the Capital Region Minority Supplier Development Council and also the Greater Washington Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Both of those events are in March. We will be attending DC Buys. It's a reverse trade show that will be in April. We will be attending the COMPTO National Conference, which will be held in Baltimore in July. And we will be hosting our own vendor fair in September for reaching out to the prime and contract small business contracting community. Finally, an update on our MOU with DDOT. We recently received comments from the Department of transportation, and we're going to be incorporating them. Council's going to be reviewing them. That's anticipated to be executed and finalized by the end of May, and that is on track as well. We also, at the end of the last meeting, was asked to provide a list of DBE prime contractors. We did include that in our documentation. They are all of the prime contractors that have been awarded and that represent the 20% goal achievement that we have been reporting out. But in addition to that, we wanted to announce that we have reviewed our April to September subcontracting data as well, and we are at 28% overall DBE participation goal. We are having our internal compliance audit and risk department to verify and look at those numbers, and at this time they're still reviewing the numbers, but are reasonably supportable is what they're announcing to me, that all the data that is in the system, reasonably supportable. The reason being, they want to make sure that they go back to all of our source data and make sure that they themselves look at it and what's in the system is accurate before they actually use the word verify. But we have scrubbed them inside and out, and we are confident that we're at the 28%. Any questions?
Ms. Moore, just kick it off. Could you just go a little deeper in terms of the prime contractors and subcontractors, where we are in terms of the data getting into the system, and how is that going?
We believe that everything is in the system from as far as the prime contractor information and our subcontractor information. We focused on April through September because that is the reporting period for the FTA. We now need to go back another 6 months and look at that data. That will be another couple weeks before we can say we're comfortable with everything is in that.
And what has their reaction been to this?
We reported out to them on the 28th of February, and I didn't get any bad responses back, so I think they're good.
All right, I'll open it up to the committee members first, Ms. Porter or Mr. Horner. Okay.
Yeah, I do. I mean, first of all, I'm glad that we are making real progress here. I just had this is a separate kind of question. I mean, you didn't go through the presentation here, but there was something here about a follow-up on that was in the presentation on some goal waiver requests from 17. I mean, why did you put that in here?
That was a question I think that was asked at the last board meeting. Yeah.
Okay.
We went back and looked at the federal fiscal year, October 16 forward. There have been four, of them in the same area. When we buy non-revenue vehicles, one of the areas that we had put goals on was the transportation to WMATA from wherever they're coming from. That is the only area that we saw was subcontractable. And then when the prime contractors would reach out to the DBEs to have them transported, there was no one that really wanted to do that.
Okay.
So we had to grant those waivers. About 1% on each one of those contracting efforts, so a small amount of money, but that's the only waivers that we have granted.
And the reason these are dated this way is because that's like the last one. I'm just trying to understand why there's this February 18, 2017. Is that the last one, or because they were from FY17?
These were all fiscal year 17, yes.
And there are none. None going forward,
right,
as of this time. So our prime contractors are having success at finding the subcontractors. It's fantastic.
You'll see that on the list of DBE primes that we've awarded contracts to, and that's part of why we were able to attain the 28% overall achievement. So, and obviously, it's been a focus for our general manager as well as our chief procurement officer. To review every single contract that goes out under street for solicitation, that we establish an adequate DBE goal.
That's great. I'm glad to see the progress. It's fantastic. And I'm still very appreciative of the committee making this a priority and continuing to follow it month by month. So thank you for that.
Yeah, we will continue to do so for a while. All right. If there are no,
can I just ask for a clarification? I remember the last time we talked about who certifies the contractors, and it appeared that we relied mainly on the District of Columbia. And a question came up about how we were going to handle firms that were not in the District of Columbia because the district was not interested in doing those certifications. And I read the section in the materials, but I have to say I don't totally understand what this means. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes, thank you. It's a joint effort between DDOT and WMATA to certify firms in the district.
Right.
Going forward, we will be accepting home state certification into our program. So if they're certified in Maryland, then they have to provide some documentation, but we would then accept them into our program as certified.
But they wouldn't need to go from Maryland and then get certified in the district and then go to us.
No.
So we're going straight from the certification programs. Now, there's an MOU between us and the district.
Correct.
Will there be MOUs between WMATA in Maryland and WMATA in Virginia?
Not necessary. Right. So it's not needed because we will accept the Maryland certification as well as the Virginia certification.
So what issues were there in the district that required an MOU then?
I think this is, I don't know all of the history, I'll say that, but this is an update to the agreement that we have with the district.
Okay.
And before, this allows us just to accept their home state certification and saying that we're only going to be certifying those that are here in the district. And if DDOT certifies them, we'll accept them into our program, and they will accept ours that we certify as well.
Okay, so it's the reciprocality that is the actual part of the MOU.
For us and DDOT.
Yeah, I believe when the program started with DDOT, it was a joint venture and effort to provide the certification. So that effort continues with the WMATA and DDOT relationship.
Okay, so the only piece that's missing in Maryland is that Maryland doesn't accept WMATA certified contractors into their program. So that's the only difference between that and the MOU in the district.
Yes, I believe that's true. Yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you both very much for all your work and making some great progress here, and look forward to more good reports.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any further business, any subsequent agenda items? If not, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you. We'll give it 1 minute. We'll look for the Finance Committee Chair to come back in, and we'll get that meeting going.